Ben and Kelly, today on the podcast, we talk hot lumberjacks and horny dogs.
Just wrong, Chucky. No.
And then, how did the show get you into trouble?
Turns out, many times. And then in group therapy, Keith's girlfriend went to an event he wanted to go to with another guy. Oh, no.
Oh, no is right. Setting the bar stories and so much more.
Oh, enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
It was 10 years ago today that the world was captivated by whether the dress was white and gold or blue and black. Do you remember?
Yeah. Was there ever an answer?
Yeah, there was.
Okay, what was the answer?
So it went viral 10 years ago, back in 2015, quote, broke the internet after BuzzFeed caught it on Tumblr and ran a poll. Most of the people that commented saw white and gold. And if you go back and look at it now, it's probably still what you see. But it's an optical illusion caused by weird lighting in an overexposed background. The real color of the dress was actually blue and black.
See, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Because it's white and gold.
Yeah, I mean, when you looked at it, you were like, most people were convinced. They were like, no, that's gold. There's no black in there.
Yeah, we were all like, what are you talking about? Why?
I mean, people literally tracked down more photos online to prove that, quote, the white was really navy blue and the gold people thought they saw was black. So, I mean, the Today Show jumped the gun, did a segment on it last week that it was the anniversary, but today is actually the day.
Ah, gotcha.
So
sorry, Today Show.
We actually posted on X the dress to refamiliarize yourself with the crazy wildness of 10 years ago.
I mean, and then they even went down. I'm looking at, you know, the Wikipedia entry of it, and it even goes as far as to log in all the celebrities that weighed in.
Yeah.
People like Frankie Muniz, Demi Lovato, sure. Mindy Kaling, sure. And Justin Bieber saw the dress as blue and black. They were wrong.
I think it's funny because, you know, it's not necessarily like, I mean, some of them may have like been commenting on, you know, a BuzzFeed post or something like that.
Sure.
But others, you know, they just get asked the question if they're walking a red carpet or something. Hey, have you seen this? What do you think?
Yes.
You know, and they comment. But,
well,
yeah.
Anna Kendrick, Katy Perry, Julianne Moore saw it as white and gold.
Yeah. See, some people were in the white and gold camp just like you.
Kim Kardashian, white and gold.
Yeah, well.
And then Lady Gaga says periwinkle and sand.
Listen, Lady Gaga, you and your educated vocabulary.
Had to throw in another wrench.
I know. So anyways, blue and black. That was 10 years ago today.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 99.7 EJX. All right, hey, coming up next, we've got a feel-good story for you.
Yeah, super cute viral video of dogs missing summer swimming. Got like the best day ever.
Okay.
And it's adorbs.
All right, we'll get to that after Lady Gaga. DJX. Time for a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
Just kind of a cute viral video featured by the Today Show of Tucker the dog, who was staring longingly at his covered swimming pool ever since last summer. So mom found a place with an indoor pool for a little day trip for Tucker and his son Todd to frolic in the water.
Do you want to go swimming?
Just, I mean, watching dogs just absolutely delighted to be back in
for
the swimming
sure.
pool
yeah.
because, you know, it's just that's their gig all summer long. Can't wait to swim in the pool. Can't wait. And just sitting there at the door, just looking out there like, Mom, no. why? Can't yes. we go swimming?
Love it.
It's just the best. See it at WDJX.com.
Another festival that could be coming back. Remember Fyre Fest?
Well,
does that ring a bell?
Yeah, and I feel like we did do a story a while ago where he said, yeah, Fyre Fest 2, it's going to happen. And then he said, tickets go on sale. And now it's like the same story again.
Yeah, so if to kind of fill you in, this guy named Billy McFarland convinced rapper Ja Rule to go in business with him. To basically produce a music festival on like a Caribbean island, right?
Yeah, just promised it was going to be the most epic, luxurious experience like no other. Got all these big models to do these promos,
yeah,
all
it was
the
like,
things.
It was like an influencer campaign.
Yes.
That's how he promoted it. It was back in 2017. Well, fast forward to the actual like time it was supposed to happen. Everything from security to food to accommodations to medical services, all this stuff just
was an
absolute debacle.
Yeah. They had no artists, right?
I don't remember that part. Anyways, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Yeah, they did documentaries about what an
absolute
disaster it
nightmare
was.
It was, right.
Because
so,
they were charging like insane amounts of money for these tickets. And then people showed up and they literally got this luxurious food was like a couple pieces of bread and a slice of cheese.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was like their meal.
So Billy McFarland's out of jail.
And you know what? Let's do it again, Sam.
Yeah. And so now he's like, okay, hey, guess what? I've learned my lessons. I've figured things out.
Have we?
Fyre Festival 2 is coming. He says, look, you can buy tickets for $1,400 to $1.1 million.
It's going
to
be worth it. It's going to be hashtag worth it.
Trust me. I don't know if Ja Rule is in on this one at this new version of it.
But and again, how are you going to sit there and make all these promises without
Artists.
I know. Attached.
I know. It's like, hey, just trust me. You're going to love it.
You people fork over what? Like $400 for weekend passes to go to Bonnaroo and look at the list of people.
Oh, yeah.
That like they put that out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like, so you know what you're buying.
Like Bourbon and Beyond. Yes. Pricey ticket for the 4 day festival, but
lots of big
bands. Yes. Huge bands.
Lots of bands. And you know all of them coming.
Every single one, you know.
Yeah.
The Lumineers, Benson and Boone, they're all going to be there.
This guy is saying, it's fine. Give me $1,400 to $1.1 million. I'm going to promise you a good time.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Without saying, he's an idiot.
Are we?
Like, I don't understand how in 6 years behind bars he didn't figure out that's not a great formula.
Well, like I said, he's learned his lesson.
Has he? I don't think he has.
We'll find out.
I don't think he has. This guy might be the biggest idiot on planet. He's brave, though.
Well,
he's brave.
Look, at least we can sit here over here in Louisville and just kind of look at what's happening and just go, all right, well, we'll just see what happens. And
I want to talk to someone who says, all right, Billy McFarland, I'll buy your ticket. That's what I want to talk to someone that's
going
to do
good.
That.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Yes. I want to talk to somebody who's going to do that.
I was really excited for the first one and I didn't get to. So let's do the second one.
He was all about like, listen, you want to be a part of history. Like this is and he really just built it up to you don't want to miss out and be on the
FOMO.
Ground floor
for
of
sure.
this.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on what we find out on 99.7 DJX.
Last time he talked about this, he's like, we've already got 100 tickets sold. I swear, we've been here. It's like Groundhog's Day.
It is. Got this DM from Anne.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I've listened to your show for years and know how these things can go, so don't roast me too bad, LOL.
Well, we won't know yet.
Here's my thing.
Okay.
Met a guy on social media about a year ago. Started messaging him. Long story short, we met, had instant chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Wound up getting together on the first date.
Hey there.
We were both so into each other. It was like we instantly became each other's person.
Mm-hmm.
Even talked about getting married, eloping, stuff like that. I mean, we both fell hard.
Wow.
Then I found out he had issues.
Okay.
The biggest was that he was still in a relationship. So basically he was cheating.
Yeah, basically.
Obviously, I had to break up with him, but I kind of left the door open telling him if he ever became single that I might take him back.
Oh, wow.
Well, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's still out there somewhere. Can't stop thinking about him. Ben and Kelly, how do I get over him?
Mm.
I still feel so connected to him. I've tried dating other guys. It makes me sad because it's just a powerful reminder I'm not with him.
Mm.
It kills me to think of him being with someone else.
Oh.
I really think we're soulmates who found each other at the wrong time.
Mm.
I know it's not good, but I'll even check out his social media to see what he's doing.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I've got a bad help.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the thing we need to focus on, maybe, is the fact that he found you while attached to someone else.
That is true.
He wasn't even, like, on his way to getting out of the relationship, right?
He was basically cheating.
He was cheating. You were the side piece.
He was basically cheating.
Yes.
Because he just happened to already be attached.
In a relationship.
In a relationship.
That he didn't get out of while dating me.
Oh. Man, but kudos to that guy for being able to juggle.
We're giving him kudos for being a good juggler.
Yeah, because.
Of girlfriends.
I've thought about this. Like, if I were ever to become a cheater.
You need to stop talking right what? Now. You know how you dig holes?
What?
You know how you dig? We're digging right now.
I'm saying I am not going to be a cheater.
Oh, you're not going to be a cheater?
Yeah, I've already decided against it. But if
become
I
become a cheater.
There's no way that I'd be able to juggle.
That's why you're not a cheater?
Yeah, that's
you
the
can't
only
juggle.
I can't organize.
Yeah, okay. Just not organized enough to be
but
a cheater.
Like, the way she said it, she was like
me.
Instantly became each other's person. We were so into each other, chemistry, all that, blah, blah, blah. That takes being together.
Sure, absolutely. And then break up with your person. If you feel like that you are so, oh, you know what? I found someone's even better for me. I need to break up with the old person because this is my path.
Point. Oh, I was just giving him kudos because it's like he has to devote time to Anne.
He's really good at it.
And he obviously
made her feel special.
Was it? Yeah.
What a masterful thing to be able to do.
Sorry, that sounds bad when I say it.
It sounds real bad. I tried to stop you.
It sounds bad when I say it.
Yet you keep digging.
I'm done.
Okay.
So
what he should have done, if he was really as into Anne as she thought that he was, he should have been like, I got to end the relationship that I'm currently still in.
I think the answer is what you've already written and said, I haven't heard from him in a while.
That's telling you something.
Let's
you didn't
just
break up with her to come pursue you.
Right, exactly. So I think you just need to use that as the closure you need.
Right.
That he hasn't reached out.
Yeah.
And this isn't going to be a case of like Hugh Grant coming back and continuing to knock on your door like years later. Hey.
Is this Bridget Jones?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
What?
Sorry.
What Hugh Grant movie are we referencing
yes,
now? Because it's
yes,
not Notting
sorry.
Hill.
No, it's
he
not Notting Hill.
He wasn't a cheater in that. He was a really nice guy.
No, it was Bridget Jones.
Okay.
Or we could even say The Holiday and her character in The Holiday,
Kate Winslet's
character.
Yes, who was the side piece of her coworker.
No, not her coworker, her boss.
Her boss.
Her boss.
Yeah. Yeah, that was never going to work out.
So, I don't think this is a movie.
No. And listen, Anne needs to realize you need someone who is going to be totally 1,000% committed to you and only you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Which he was not doing.
No, he wasn't doing that. You deserve better, Anne. You deserve
Absolutely.
Better.
Absolutely. And we don't give kudos to cheaters for being real good at being organized.
Don't give kudos to him, Anne. Oh, you were saying that to me.
Yes, I was. That was aimed at you. Brooke's like, Ben, no, LOL. Sorry for the girl, but it sounded like he just wanted to make sandwiches and go home to his main lady. People are very manipulative.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And you were manipulated. So just know that, yes, it hurts, but you got to move on. Like, and maybe time will be able to do that. So.
Yes, you just got to, you know
right,
what?
Well, good luck.
Keep yourself busy.
What does Kelly have against quinoa?
Not me.
Not Kelly K. It's 99.7 EJX. However, the Kelly in our Setting the Bar story, which, Kelly, setting the bar stories are what again?
Examples of what not to
sure.
do.
Sure, yeah. Set the bar for your day very low as an easy hurdle to achieve. No, we're talking New Hampshire's 23-year-old Kelly, not Kelly K, Kelly T. She is a budding OnlyFans model.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so apparently for $6 a month, she would record herself soiling products and putting them back on the shelf. So
soiling products?
Yeah, so she,
at a store?
Yeah, so she went to, like, you know, a grocery store there in New Hampshire, peed on some quinoa,
okay.
some walnuts, coconut shreds,
okay.
polenta.
Okay.
And
I guess the real question we should be asking is how many customers did she get?
Well, I don't know.
Did she have a lot of people wanting to see that?
So I don't think she's making a whole lot of money from this channel.
Okay.
Right. But apparently she's been doing this since about 2021.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a run.
Yeah. And just kind of looking at some of the Facebook comments, it appears as if she is known in this town as a mad peer. Like, she's done it at other businesses too, like a, you know, a gym.
And she's like, sorry, this is what my customers are paying for.
Yeah.
I mean, don't blame me, blame them.
Right.
Is what they want to say.
Right. So, anyways, there's plenty of ways to earn money in 2025, and some people do choose to do it on apps like OnlyFans.
Listen, but this is not a, think of the merchandise that you're ruining. It's hard enough that groceries are expensive enough. But if they're having to throw out the ones that you are ruining, then, you know, there's all
now,
the,
Kelly,
that cost is going to be passed along
now,
to
Kelly,
us, the customers.
You
no, no,
say,
no, we're not. Nope, nope, nope,
you
nope, nope.
Say,
there's no manager special.
You say
nope.
They're thrown out.
Nope, yes, they are.
Do you?
No, you don't.
Slap a
you do
50%
not.
Off manager PP special sticker.
No, no, we're not.
On
we're
that
not buying
package
pee,
of quinoa.
No.
And sell it.
No, we're not. We're not doing that. We are not selling pea quinoa at a discount. We're not. Sorry. We're just trashing that. That's what we're doing.
What if it was 75% off?
No, it's not. Nope. Not even. Nope. Not even diving in for that discount. No, 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 no,
dang.
No.
Dang. And you're a couponer, too.
I am a couponer.
You
I
like
do
those
love a
discounts.
Good deal.
Yeah,
I do. I do. I do. But I'm not going to buy any pea produce.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, peeing on some quinoa, putting it back on the shelf, then you're doing okay.
Listen, I understand.
What she should have done
is
bought the quinoa, gone to her house, and still given them the same content.
Well, but it's the putting it back on the shelf.
Yeah,
I think the danger of
sure.
that really excites her fan base.
Her fan base.
Listen, but I feel as though there are different ways to gain fans online. Like people on TikTok, dropping things on their feet.
Well, listen, she's just trying to find
to
a niche,
views.
Kelly. All right. But this is in the no-no segment. So it's
yes,
a setting the
is,
bar story.
This is in the no-no square, the no-no segment.
Yeah.
This is not a valid business model
no.
to build your empire on.
That is your setting the bar story. Has our show ever gotten you into trouble? It's 99.7 EJX. We got this message from Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I never thought I'd be emailing you with a literal bump in the road, but here we are. This isn't the kind of drama-filled email you're probably used to hearing.
Mm.
But last week, I was sitting in a red light, minding my own business, when bam, someone tapped my bumper. Nothing major, but enough to make me say a few choice words.
Mm.
I get out, ready to exchange insurance info, and that's when the guy sheepishly admits he was trying to text your show when he hit me.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Your loyal listener, a little too loyal if you ask me,
uh-huh.
was mid-message when he rolled right into my car.
Mm.
We had a good laugh about it after I made sure my taillights were still intact, but I figured you'd get a kick out of knowing your show is literally making an impact on the roads of Louisville.
Okay.
Moral of the story, your listeners need to pull over before they text you, or at least promise to buy coffee for the people they rear-end.
Uh-huh.
Also a big fan. Just not an irresponsible one, LOL.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Dude, okay. Listen, I relate to that comment. There have been times that I've been texting and I...
Benji.
What?
Benji. You're admitting, again, bad things.
No. This happened a long time ago. And oh, yes, okay. It was in the Ben and Kelly car, but...
but what? That's worse. Oh, that's worse. Don't do that in a logoed vehicle.
Listen, we don't have that car anymore, so it's fine.
Yeah, we don't, because you lost the key, too.
I lost the key to that one, too. Oh, Sarah, hey, sorry about your bumper. I feel like we need to apologize.
We do need to apologize. Maybe issue a disclaimer. We love that you participate in the show. And if you're going to text us at 795-1997, just make sure that you are firmly parked or pulled over or in a spot where you can't roll into someone else's car.
Or you're at least... in a lane where traffic is flowing smoothly,
no,
and you can
we're not saying
steer
that.
With
we're
your
not
knee.
Flowing in traffic. we're not flowing.
You're not in stop and go traffic. Is no, what I'm saying. You don't want to do that.
In flow, you're not driving at the time.
We got a text from a listener that said, "Shots fired. Some of us have voice texting."
Ah, okay, all right. That is allowed. Hands-free voice texting. Is allowed.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, by the way, has the show ever gotten you into trouble? We'd love to hear your story. Maybe issue another apology to you.
More apologies coming.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. So sorry, Sarah, and your whoever.
And the guy who
yeah,
hit you.
And the guy who hit you because he was texting the show. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll issue some apologies next.
All right. Sorry.
Everybody's now texting us going, can we text you when we're at red lights? Are those okay? What if we're stopped? What about that?
Well, again, but this was the case here with Sarah.
What if I'm just stuck in traffic?
Make sure that your foot is firmly planted on the brake and you're not rolling.
Trina says, I bet it was a throwback Thursday request.
Oh, it might have been.
Could have been.
Might have been.
But yeah, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll issue our apologies to your how the show got us or got you in trouble coming up next on 99.7 DJX. How has our show gotten you into trouble? We got a message from a listener, Sarah, who got rear-ended by a dude who was texting the show. You know, she was like, hey, thought you might find it funny that you've got a little bit too much of a loyal listener there.
Penny said, oh, I was hoping for a love connection of that story.
I know, right? Kind of
that would have been a perfect
little misconnection sidebar
yes.
for sure. Trina yes. says, hey, we know he was definitely listening. Let's call him out. What were you texting, Mr. Bumper Car? So, yeah.
Jen assures us, I wait until I'm at the drive-thru speaker, you know, just to be stopped. She turns us up so that they can hear too.
It's funny. We got a message from Melanie who said, not too terrible, but a while ago I was listening to one of your prank calls in the Starbucks drive-thru and laughing so hard when it was my turn to get my coffee, I fumbled the exchange and spilled all over the ground.
Oh no!
Whoopsie, now every time I go through the drive-thru there, the barista asks me to rate the show on a funny scale of 1 to 5, LOL. And then she says, I usually give you guys a 4 or 5.
Thank you. Thanks, Melanie. I appreciate that.
That's funny that the Starbucks is now literally going, hey,
like, listen,
you all right?
Is it safe to hand this over right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, right, exactly.
What rating are we at?
Exactly. Got another message from a listener. Again, this is how our show kind of got you into trouble. Listener said, my old boss told me to turn off that hoodlum music, and then I got written up because of exact quote, Kelly and Benjamin. Wow. It's the Kelly and Benjamin show. That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, that's fantastic. Carrie says, you guys once asked listeners to share their most awkward dating moments.
Yeah.
So I called in anonymously and spilled way too much about my worst Tinder experience. My phone immediately blew up with texts from friends and family saying, wait, that was you?
Oh, no.
I underestimated how many people would recognize my voice on your show. Yeah, I always wonder if that's going to be the case when we convince people to actually talk to us about their issues on the show.
We got a text from a listener, Justin, who said, every time Kelly sees a man naked for the first time, always makes the car line super awkward.
Don't play it. Don't do it.
You mean
Don't.
The first time Kelly ever saw a man naked?
Oh, God.
Stop. Stop.
Or,
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lie. I forgot about that one. Oh. The library is far and wide.
Oh.
Yes. It's harder.
That was both of us. Seeing a man naked for the first time. Wow. Anyways, that's funny. Oh shoot.
Tammy says, I was at a very serious work meeting, working from home.
Uh-huh.
When I made the mistake of listening to the show in one earbud.
Okay.
Just as my boss was explaining budget cuts,
oh,
Ben made a ridiculous joke, and I snorted so loudly, everybody stopped and stared.
Oh, no!
I had to fake a coughing fit to cover it up.
Oh, wow.
That is the worst timing.
The boss
talking
is like,
about budget cuts.
So, Tammy, you had something to say about that? No, 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 no.
Jeff says, I retold one of your jokes from the You Laugh, You Lose segment at work and got written up.
Ah!
My boss overheard, didn't find it nearly as funny as I did.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. Oh,
I wonder which one that was.
Again, we can just issue kind of a blanket apology, just of, hey, use the show with caution, listen on earbuds.
We have the best of intentions.
We try to gauge our content based on what we think you might be doing. So just know that there is a little bit of a method to the madness. But
to be honest, we are trying to get some LOLs.
Yeah, that's all we're
trying to do. Laughing out loud.
All right. Well, hey, thank
you.
Be
careful with coffee and in traffic.
Yeah. And again, we're just going to say sorry on 99.7 EJX. Got to watch out where you flirt. It's 99.7 EJX. There are apparently over half of us would dump our significant other or who we're dating if they caught you flirting with someone else.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
that's
kind of
severe.
Yeah. That kind of whole brings up the question, is flirting with someone else cheating? A little bit over half said they might end a relationship over what some would call, quote, harmless flirting, especially if it felt like the person like tried to hide it.
It's definitely disrespectful.
Yeah.
Could be on the way to an emotional affair, kind of.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that we don't necessarily talk about a whole lot on the show, the emotional affairs, where, you know, it may not be physical, but it's like there was a comedian that once said, you know, every guy, any guy who hasn't cheated just hasn't had the right opportunity. And I don't agree with that.
I was going to say that is a really bold blanket
statement. That's
a
bold blanket statement. But it's like, is...
I feel like my husband would disagree too.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. It's the whole, if you're trying to hide it from the other person. I've always taken the approach, if your partner, can you do what you're doing with your partner right next to you?
Yes, that is a really... really good judge of, okay, is this going to make them mad?
Yeah, is it going to make them mad, disrespect them, et cetera?
Then don't do it.
Yeah, for sure. Even more said, chatting with an ex is over the line too.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what you're chatting about. I mean, obviously there are situations where you have to chat with an ex, say if there's kids involved or whatever, and it has nothing to do with the relationship that you once had.
And if it's happening like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that could, you know, go into, well, why are you talking so much?
What about if you danced with someone else? It's weird because this whole thing, like this same poll that was taken, two-thirds said they wouldn't care if they found out you danced with someone else, but over half would say, hey, I'd probably dump you if I found out you were flirting. Isn't that wild?
Is it okay? So maybe it's like, are you at a wedding and your significant other isn't there? And is it like with a cousin, something like that? Like it depends on who it is.
Yeah.
And what kind of dancing? If we're doing dirty dancing,
grinding up on people. Got a text from a listener. Your partner flirting, not necessarily cheating, but it is a sign of disrespect. Therefore, a red flag. That's for sure. And got another text from a listener. Said my ex's emotional affair led to her eventually physically cheating.
Ooh.
So the emotional affair that we were just talking about. Yeah, yeah. So maybe
that's opening the door.
Yeah, so maybe it starts with some harmless cheating, quote, harmless cheating.
Harmless flirting.
Yeah. Yes. But then it leads to...
There's no harmless cheating.
It's just harmless cheating. Listen, no one was hurt. Physically, no one was hurt.
No big deal cheating.
No big deal cheating. Yeah, what about letting someone buy you a drink?
Well, you know what? It depends. If they're not expecting a conversation with the drink, they just kind of, because that actually happened to me. So, well, that actually, they didn't buy me a drink. They gave me $5 and said, go buy yourself a drink. When I was single at the time.
That's how Kelly gets flirted with.
Exactly. I'm like, all right. Thank you. No strings attached, kind of flirting.
You could tell that was a long time ago because now that'd buy you a half a cocktail.
Exactly. Yes. Yep.
Oh, shoot.
If my husband would be like, oh, you just got a free drink out of it? You didn't have to talk to anybody? Score.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing, too. Again, it's the whole communication. If your husband comes home and is like, hey, some chick bought me a drink, you know, it's like, all right.
I'd be like, good for you, baby. You still got it.
Or, you know, my wife sometimes will be at gigs and she'll be like, yeah, someone sent up some drinks to the band or, you know, some guy bought me a drink. I'd be like, all right, you know, especially if she's out with girlfriends.
Yes.
And you know,
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
Someone's trying to pick up my husband.
But it's about the communication with it,
exactly.
With the whole thing. It's,
yeah,
it's,
if they're having a conversation along with that drink, that's a problem.
Someone said, texted us and said, is flirting cheating? I don't know. If I slap you with my left hand and I'm right-handed, are you still getting slapped?
Great way to say when you put it that way.
That's one of those whole, like, that's a dadism or a grandpaism or something.
Exactly.
That's like my dad, like, I would get hurt. I'd be like, oh, like I'd stub my toe. He'd be like, here, come here. He'd punch me in the arm. Yeah, now your foot doesn't hurt anymore, does it?
Exactly.
I'd be like, yeah, now my foot and my arm hurts.
That
thanks.
Mentality, sure. All right, I get it.
Interesting conversation there. 99.7 DJX.
Best practice not to flirt if you are in a relationship. How about that?
Well, now you're just cutting everything off.
Like, you're going to go out there and get your flirt on. And your wife's fine with it.
Listen. Like
flirting's
I said,
the gateway to bad things
long,
if you're in a relationship.
Yes, as long as you are could feel comfortable with your partner being next to you while you're doing it, I think it's fine.
Okay, so, all right. But I still would draw the line at flirting.
All right. There you go. It's 99.7 DJX. Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Keith says, Ben and Kelly, I feel like I've known you guys forever.
Cool.
You can now add me to the others who say, I never thought I'd be messaging a radio show about my problems, but here I am.
Mm.
So my girlfriend of 10 months and I are quite different, but bond most around our mutual love of professional wrestling.
There you go.
Recently, there was a big event that came to the area. I was super excited, mentioned multiple times how much I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend never really said much about it, so I assumed we'd just watch it on TV like we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But when the night came, my girlfriend went to see her dad, and I stayed home and watched alone.
Okay.
A few days later, I overheard my girlfriend asking her sister how her dad's doing since she hasn't seen him in a few weeks. Mm. When I asked her why she didn't see her dad the other night, she turned bright red.
Mm.
She said she wound up getting a late invite to the wrestling event.
Mm.
She stammered through explaining that her male coworker invited her on the way to her dad's place and she didn't have time to let me know. When I reminded her that it has now been several days, she got defensive, told me that she's allowed to have friends outside of our relationship.
Okay.
She told me I was overreacting and then refused to talk more about it. Now we're barely speaking.
Oh.
I'm like, you literally went to the event I really wanted to go to without me and with another guy.
Yeah.
I really like her, but almost feel like this is just way too much. What do you guys think?
Now, I will say she does have a point. You guys are allowed to have friends outside of the relationship. And you're even allowed to have friends of the opposite sex outside of the relationship.
Yes, but the fact that when she got this last minute invite,
she didn't
think to call or text her boyfriend, who she knew really wanted to go to that event, to say, hey, babe, are you okay with...
Now, I would say that she didn't initially because she knew he would say no. And
okay, which again, not great, not a good look.
Right, but that's probably why initially she didn't like text her boyfriend and say, hey, Keith, got a last minute invite. I'm going with Barry from work. Hope that's okay or whatever, because he'd be like, no, it's not okay. And okay. She wanted to go.
Well, so he said she wasn't talking much about it.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing.
And he was. So why didn't she say, hey, my coworker's got a ticket. Do you want it? And, like, giving that up for him, knowing he really wanted to go.
Yeah, I didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
Of, like, offering up the coworker's ticket.
Exactly. The way that I selflessly offered up Justin Timberlake tickets to my husband. So that he could go with his buddy because they really wanted to go. And I was like, yeah, I could pass.
So, yeah. Well, she didn't do that because it obviously would have been awkward with the coworker and her boyfriend.
Doesn't matter. They could have been new besties. Two dudes bonding over a love of wrestling.
Yeah. To me, I think coworker maybe likes her.
Sure.
In a way that her boyfriend likes her.
Which could have been another way to shut that down.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm spoken for. My boyfriend was talking about how much he really wanted to go to this. So do you mind if I ask him if he wants a ticket? That's really great.
Something sounds fishy here. So does
this... And then she didn't even tell him. It had been days, and she did not even tell him she went.
So is it a big enough red flag to say, hey, you know what? Obviously, we're not on the same page here. Let's pause this while we figure things out.
We have another conversation, at least, about the dishonesty.
Okay.
Not only did she not, like, say, hey, I've got this opportunity. Are you okay with it? But then she didn't even tell him that she went for days.
I know. like there's a lot here.
That's a problem.
There's a lot here to unpack.
Like, she didn't even say, hey, babe, guess what? You know that event we were kind of talking about? I got an opportunity to go. Isn't that great? She didn't even say that.
Yeah, you know, there isn't one person who's either texted us or commented on Facebook saying, yeah, sounds legit. I think it's all right.
Yeah, no, this
everybody is like, you know what? Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a text. No. This had nothing to do with wrestling. She was interested in the coworker. She didn't like the wrestling at all. Kick her to the curb.
Oh, gosh.
Or the coworker's interested in her.
Yeah.
And she didn't necessarily shut that down.
Yeah. You know, others are saying, hey, ask to see her phone. See if there are any flirty texts between her and this coworker.
Ooh.
Or even check the recently deleted ones, too. Man, that is the words of someone who's done that.
That sounds like there's a story behind that thought.
Right? For sure.
Yes,
all right.
Indeed.
If you've got a story about something like this, 502-795-1997, would love to hear it. Because maybe your experience and story with this same situation could maybe give Keith the answer he needs to move forward. Okay?
Okay.
All right. 502-795-1997. Your story's on the way. So, did you ever have a boyfriend or girlfriend in your life who accidentally forgot to tell you about an outing that they went on with a coworker of the opposite sex?
to an event that
you really, really want to go to. Anyone have that? I mean, is that cool? Is that a huge red flag? Is it a red flag enough to actually break up with that person? Keith, he's our listener. That literally happened to him.
So according to Joshua on Facebook, it's 6 red flags. That's how many I count in his comment. It takes a few seconds to send a text. Plus, she went with another guy.
Yeah.
Someone that truly deeply cares about you wouldn't do that to you. I hate to say it, but the writing is kind of on the wall, my dude. Better to break up now than later on when you both have more time invested.
Yeah, Megan said it was 100% pre-planned. She knew what she was doing, and she knew it was something wrong, and that's why she hid it when she got caught and couldn't hide it. She was defensive because she knows it wasn't innocent. And then Megan goes on and says, I believe people in relationships should be by themselves with the,
shouldn't be by
themselves with the opposite sex out of respect for the relationship. And they definitely shouldn't go on outings with them on their own.
She also went as far as to say, go through the phone, see if there's any flirty text between her and this coworker. Check out the recently deleted ones too. Hashtag stay toxic.
Yes, stay toxic.
And she's like, disclaimer, I never condone like going through someone's phone unless you like have some sort of a really good reason for thinking there is something nefarious going on.
Gary said, look, this is how he should respond. Give her the cold stone stunner and send her on her way. Stone Cold Steve says go.
Oh, dang. Yeah, so, and I got another text. She didn't seem interested in going with him because she already had plans with the work, quote, friend. Ooh, yeah, because he said that, you know, he kept talking about how he wanted to go. She didn't say much.
Yeah.
Probably because she knew she was going.
So already. We did get a story from a listener who said the reverse of this happened to me a few years ago, going to see Fall Out Boy. I had a girlfriend who I did invite, but before the event, she completely ghosted me and didn't talk to me out of nowhere for no reason that I knew of. Still don't know. I ended up taking a friend's girlfriend at his request because she liked them. We had a good time just as friends at the concert. I took her back to her dorm. Nothing happened. And by the time the girl I was supposed to take finally tried to get back to me about it, I blocked her, was done, and my family had to tell her I was over her because I had blocked her like she ghosted me. Interesting.
Well, yeah, but that's different because, like, the guy's, the girl's boyfriend asked him to take her.
Right.
So that is not the situation here. Mm. And, like, everybody, if you're mining through the comments on Facebook, everybody saying red flag. Didn't have time to tell you. Does she not have a cell phone? She could have called or texted. Did she just leave her dad hanging since no time to let you know? She couldn't have had time to let her dad know. If that's the case, she's completely just, yeah, that's right. Because if she was on her way to see her dad, did she also not have time to tell dad, oh, dad, change of plans.
Oh,
I can't make it tonight.
Forgot about the whole thing with dad.
Like, yes. If excellent.
Was she just going to surprise dad? Probably not. It was probably a planned thing. Where
exactly, because she
dad's
told
like,
Keith about it. I'm going to see my dad. Probably told dad about you. Was on her way driving to dad's when she was like veers off and goes to the wrestling event instead.
All right, so hey, let's just understand this, Keith.
All signs point to run.
Right. It doesn't sound like this was a good situation, and probably the more you uncover, the more you're going to get frustrated, and the more you're going to find out that maybe this male coworker of hers is more than just, a friend. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's our suggestion.
Like everybody, there is not one that says, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Keep us posted, man. Sorry about that. That's group therapy. You know, those chance encounters with someone you're interested in, maybe it fails to turn into something more because you didn't get a name or number. What do? Especially when you want to try to reconnect with them.
Yeah, you think this could be your happily ever after, so you do a little typey-typey in mom's basement, you send it off to the internet, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Shall I?
Yes.
It's a woman for man. My almost hot lumberjack in the dive bar inferno.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
A little bit.
Okay.
You were rugged, unshaven, and hiding behind a trucker hat and flannel like a man who's given up.
Yeah,
but still has a six-pack under there. I know it.
Okay.
I was a bit overdressed in a cocktail dress as I had just come from a bat mitzvah drinking whiskey at a bar that smelled like regret and fried pickles.
Okay.
Fancy. Yeah, you told me I looked a little fancy for this place. And I told you that you looked like someone I'd want to rescue from a life of gas station sandwiches and flannel dependency.
Okay.
You laughed. I smiled and winked. I saw potential. Lord, I wanted to peel back your layers. Metaphorically first, physically second.
Okay, then.
And then, to the surprise of no one, the fire alarm went off. Chaos.
Oh, no.
Kitchen fire.
Oh, no.
People running. I was scanning the crowd desperately for your trucker hat.
Where are you?
You were gone.
Oh.
Vanished into the smoky night like an unshaven, bearded Cinderella. Before I could turn you into the prince you were meant to be.
Yes.
If you see this, remember the girl who offered you a hobo makeover and a sip of her old-fashioned. Find me, my greasy prince. I still believe in you.
Oh, my gosh. Will they ever? Oh.
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 The lumberjack Cinderella. Where is he?
It's
Craigslist missed connections.
Man for woman, your horny dog ruined our love story.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
You were the gorgeous brunette who was laughing nervously and apologizing profusely for your dog, Chucky.
Oh, Chucky, don't do that. No, Chucky, don't do that. Oh, Chucky, stop.
I was helpless, watching as your dog, Chucky, relentlessly tried to make sweet, unsolicited love to my sweet boy, Buster.
Oh, no, not Buster. I thought he was going to say his leg. Not Buster. Oh, no, poor Buster.
Started as a casual chat at the dog park. I was mesmerized by your eyes, your smile, the way you kept yanking your overexcited golden retriever off my poor, bewildered Buster.
Chucky, stop!
You said, I swear, he's usually so well behaved.
That's probably exactly what she sounded like.
I wanted to believe you.
Yeah.
But your dog had other plans.
Yeah, it sounds like it wasn't his first rodeo.
Just as I was about to ask you your name, your furry Casanova Chucky caught sight of a squirrel and took off.
Squirrel!
And you ran off after him, disappearing into the trees, yelling, I'll be right back!
Again, I'm sure that's exactly how she sounded.
But you never did come back.
Oh, no!
Did you get lost?
No, she was probably just way embarrassed.
Did you find that your dog found another romantic partner?
Probably was dealing with another situation, probably.
Are you still out there tangled in a leash thinking about the guy whose husky now needs therapy?
Yeah, she hashtag probably figured that Buster was not going to work. Oh, no.
If you see this, let's try it again. Maybe somewhere with less romantic tension between Chucky and Buster.
Maybe we leave Chucky and Buster home. Maybe we don't meet at the dog park again, maybe.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Whether you just got back from a bar mitzvah and you're
found
just
your lumberjack Cinderella.
Yeah, you're just trying to have an old-fashioned at the greasy dive bar there. Or you're at the dog park and there's some horny dogs ruining your love story that's budding.
I feel like Chucky's mom understood that was not probably ever going to work out because of how Chucky treated Buster.
It could only be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connections.
It's Ben and Kelly. Let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
So this guy in Pennsylvania named Sean got a new kidney courtesy of his prom date from 35 years ago, Elena.
Oh.
Now, kind of. They weren't a match, but she signed up for a kidney exchange, so hers went to someone else, and then, since she kind of signed up in honor of him, he got a new one, too.
I heard that Sean was looking for a kidney.
Elena actually called me.
I'd already planned on donating anonymously. I was glad I heard about that so that I could contact him and offer him my kidney.
Which is a remarkable thing since I knew Elena from 35 years ago. She was my prom date, yes. She was a remarkably nice person. She was pretty and she was smart. I got a call and they said that a kidney has become available and it was a very good match.
Oh, wow.
So fun fact, Elena was actually Sean's backup prom date when his ditched him back in high school. And this is the third time he's needed a kidney. The second time his wife donated hers, not to him because she wasn't a match, but she did kind of do the exchange program because she donated. He was bumped up in priority and found one.
Oh, okay.
So now Elena got to be a backup again for Sean by signing up for the paired exchange, which is how he then found his match a third time. Kind of amazing stuff. Yeah. You can see the story on X. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Now, Kelly, I know we've said on the show before that Troy Mick, your prom date in high school, wound up taking someone else to the after party, and that left you a little bit bitter.
If, I was a little jilted, yes.
Yeah. If he was needing a kidney, would you, and you guys were a match, would you do the same?
I would like to think that I would, so that I could, again, hold that over his miserable head for the rest of his life.
Oh.
Okay. I think I'd do that out of spite. I'd probably give it to him
out of spite. Here, take your stupid kidney.
I'm going to save your life, you miserable human.
All right. Just wondering.
Does that count?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Kate texted in, I love that level of petty, Kelly. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. Good one. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Right. No one likes to get criticism, especially when you're a business, right? You try to resolve that issue and then ask, you know, maybe that the criticism, maybe the bad Yelp review get removed, right?
Yeah, it's hard to please everybody all the time.
Sure.
But you want to try to handle the problems in the best way so that you win them back as a customer.
Yeah, well, this owner of a ramen shop has a unique way of doing it. If you can manage to make it through the day without placing a bounty on people who leave you a bad review, you're doing okay.
What? What kind of a bounty?
So, it's the owner of this ramen shop in Japan. And he's placing a bounty on a couple customers who left bad Yelp reviews or bad reviews online, right?
Like, when you say bounty, are you saying, like, he's not offering up, like, hey, kill these people for me, is he?
So, listen, I don't know what he plans to do once he finds out the whereabouts of these people, but he offered a reward of about 668 American dollars or 100,000 yen for anyone who could provide the reviewers' names and whereabouts of where they are, insisting these reviewers have another meal and then change their review along with posting a photo. So
he wants to hunt them down, give them another meal and say, try this time you say nice things about me.
That's what he's that's what he claims.
Oh, okay.
He's going to do. But he also said, we run a business, so if you get in our way, we'll get in the way of yours too.
Okay, so all right. That's really where it goes off the rails a little.
That statement that kind of takes it to a different spot.
See, but most people, like most owners of a shop, restaurant, would just comment under the bad review, so sorry that you had a bad experience.
Hey, come in, or your next meal is free.
Yes, and we will comp your next meal. Please give us another try. Thanks so much. We don't say to others, hey, tell me where I can find these people. I'm going to shove another meal in their pie hole and make them say nice things about it. Take it back.
Because we run a business. And listen, if you get in our way, we'll get in your way.
OMG.
That's the part of,
that makes it the setting, right? Listen, like that's, yeah, that's the only thing. We're closing our doors.
Listen, that's the part that makes it the setting the bar story. Not the part of, hey, will you let us know who these people are so we can give them a meal and maybe they can write a better review, whatever.
Well, if they left the bad review, comment under that bad review. That's how everyone does it. So sorry for the, you had a bad idea. Come back. We will comp your next meal. Give us another try. Thanks so much for trying us.
Which, listen, the one takeaway I have is I would like some ramen now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This encouraged you to want ramen?
Yeah. Think so.
Okay.
All right. So again,
well, if we're going to choose to think.
Well, not to this guy's place.
You'd have to
go to Japan,
travel to Japan.
Yeah.
Right. We're choosing to think that people around here that offer up the same kind of fare are going to handle a bad review a little better.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without placing a bounty on people who leave you negative reviews,
that's straight psycho.
Then you're doing okay.
Let me know where I can find them. I'm just going to show up. Shove some more of my ramen down their pie hole and say, write something nice about me, okay?
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So earlier we were talking about Keith's situation and poor Keith. I mean, I feel like everybody is going, Keith, open your eyes, buddy. Open your eyes. Because he and his girlfriend of 10 months really like wrestling. He admits that they're different in other ways, like they're quite a bit different in other ways, but they really kind of bonded over wrestling. She wound up going to a wrestling event that he really wanted to go to with her male coworker and didn't tell him.
She said she was on her way to go visit her dad.
Yeah.
And then just didn't have time to tell him that she's instead going to go to this wrestling event. So again, everybody was just pointing out, hey, this is red flags for a couple of reasons.
Wake up, buddy.
Yes. And also, did she tell her dad that, oh, sorry, dad, I'm not coming to see you tonight because I got tickets to this wrestling thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jackie says on Facebook, she didn't go see her dad. She went to see her daddy.
Her zaddy.
Her zaddy.
Hey.
And Catherine says, didn't have to read the whole thing. Go ahead, get your toothbrush from her place because it's done.
Mm.
Not only did she not say, let's go, she went with someone else and lied about it. Then she has the nerve to defend her actions, break up with her because she's already broken up with you and forgot to tell you.
Whoops. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it's when, hang on a second. I'm single. I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody was like, you couldn't take a couple of seconds to send a text like, hey, babe, I got an opportunity to go to that thing. Do you mind if I go? And then she didn't, like, days later, didn't even tell him went.
We're all saying the same thing. So anyways, if you want to hear the original conversation we had, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, or the link to listen to it is right there as well, WDJX.com. Tap listen. On 99.7 DJX. And we are going to actually be on Wave 3 television a little bit later on this week, talking about a radiothon for Norton Children's Hospital, which is coming up next week. Which, wow, already next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's going to be tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour we'll be on Wave 3.
Yeah, yeah. So if you happen to be watching, or maybe you see a little video about that, you can see your old pals Ben and Kelly up there on the television. Speaking of, we were there yesterday as well on TV, not there at Wave, but we were kind of given our little nod to John Bull. He's a longtime anchor here in Louisville. He's retiring, and he's retiring on Friday. So, you know, we had to kind of send our little message. Myra Ansari, she was kind of showing John in real time surprised him with some of these messages.
John Bull's last day with us at Wave News is Friday because he's retiring. John's reach in Louisville goes beyond anchoring the news. Radio personalities and other community leaders, they have felt the impact of his storytelling over the years. Here are their messages to him.
Now, I would have rather, she said, radio personalities Ben Davis and Kelly Kay.
From 99.7 DJX.
Right.
You can hear them in the morning.
Right, but...
John Bull, he's an absolute legend.
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 Here in Louisville. And
yes.
Think of this, John. As many times as we have crashed your live broadcast backside at Churchill Downs, we're now crashing your retirement party.
Look at that!
Isn't this amazing?
That is great!
We got you this.
Yes!
You can't have it. Permanently,
I mean,
because this is for us to keep. But this is
part. Just turn it this way.
Yes, yes, John, we're gonna miss you. You're an absolute legend here in Louisville, yeah. And what are we gonna do without you?
Enjoy retirement. We'll come visit.
Yeah. So we were giving John a little goodbye message. And seriously, you know, I mean, he's one of those that like. The whole investigative journalism thing. I mean, he would go hard.
And yeah,
I think it was funny because the camera person, the photographer who came over and kind of interviewed us was like, hey, you know, give us some sentimental stuff about John Bull.
I don't think he knew what to expect.
I know.
From
and
us.
Then we launch into that. And they
and then he's
they,
like, okay.
I know. And they didn't
good.
Even, and they didn't even put the best stuff in there. It was like, John, you owe us dinner before you leave to go to Wisconsin. Like, we started like yelling at him. Anyways, hey, we'll miss you, John. You know, and hopefully we'll be able to connect when we're over there at Wave later this week. So
you know, just good, so we can hug your neck in person.
Hug your neck. It sounds
that's a southern thing. Isn't
I was
going to
say
hug your neck.
That's
I can't
a little
wait
violent.
To hug your neck.
I have never heard that phrase
You've
once in my
heard
life.
Of that?
No, I have never heard that phrase once
where
in my
all
life.
Where is everybody likes to hug necks around here?
Hug necks.
There's neck huggers.
All right.
I'm hug your neck.
All right. So, anyways, if you missed anything else from the show, catch up podcast wdjx.com. Tap listen. Anything else?
Wet nose.
Oh yeah, Wet Nose Wednesday. We're going to be out at the East Campus.
You get to go Linden. Hug the neck. You get to hug a furry neck.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to try to give away a dog, or you know, adopt one. I guess.
You get a dog.
All right, so that's a little later on this morning here on 99.7 DJX. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.